This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time, 12:05. Welcome to the Friday, December 8th, 2017 edition of the Noon Business Hour. Another week in the books. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Hart.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. A special day for us. Our radiothon, we'll be telling you about that through the next hour. Right now, it is sunny outside, a temperature of 30. The wind chill index is 19.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park, also sponsored by Rush University Medical Center. And if you want to give to the WBBM Good Neighbor Radiothon to benefit the Salvation Army, the phone number is 844-361-8400. You can also give online through our secure website, cbschicago.com. /radiothon. It's an up day on Wall Street so far. Let's get the latest on the numbers from Elisa Parenti at Bloomberg.
That's right, Rob and Chris. In fact, the gains today enough to lift the three main averages to weekly wins. The Dow up 86 points. Right now trading at a record high. If this gain holds and we end at this level, 24,298. NASDAQ is higher by 41 points and the S&P on the advance by 13. Also flirting with a new record there right now at 2650. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index is gaining more than 0.5%. Job creation for November came in at a better than forecast 228,000. The unemployment rate remained at a 17-year low, 4.1%. But a sign the labor market still has some slack to absorb. Average hourly earnings rose just 0.2% from the prior month. That follows a revised 0.1% drop. That means earnings increased 2.5% from a year earlier, less than the 2.7% that have been forecast. The jobs data add to a run of recent news that is really bolstering investor optimism. The government has averted a shutdown. President Trump signed that bill today. At least for another 2 weeks, we have funding for the government. Tax reform negotiations are underway. It appears that in conference here, they're making some progress. And the University of Michigan reported a release on consumer sentiment. It does seem that our consumer sentiment has slipped just a little bit over the last few weeks. Back to you, Rob and Chris.
Thanks, Lisa. And on the Noon Business Hour today, even though we've slipped a little bit, Wall Street likes the reports that came out today. We're going to talk about that. And this is what happens. You fall in love with an investment. Bitcoin has retracted a bit by 20% overnight.
It's Entrepreneur Friday. We will introduce you to someone who used to build cars, and now he is building a bot that will help sell them. We'll explain that. And of course, check in with Pat Cassidy at Woodfield Mall as the Good Neighbor Radiothon continues.
Making sense of your dollars, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The Labor Department jobs report for November is out today. Let's take a look with Carl Riccadonna, chief U.S. economist at Bloomberg in New York. What do we see in these numbers, Carl?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me back on the program. Today's numbers showed really the first clean read of the labor data since we saw the hurricanes in August and September and even into October. So the last few months have been distorted, first a swoon, then a surge. And the November results really tell us about the underlying momentum of job creation and labor activity. And it shows that things are pretty solid. In fact, as the economy is accelerating heading into year-end, we're going from a pace that last year was about 1.8% growth, now to a pace that's probably closer to 2.5%. Alongside that growth acceleration, the pace of hiring is also picking up, and that was the major theme in today's report. If there was a sub-theme, it's we're still not seeing wage pressures in this economy, which tells you there's despite the fact that the unemployment rate is at 4.1%, there is still slack in the labor market.
So what can be done about the wage gap?
Watch and wait. If we're creating jobs at a pace exceeding even, let's say, 100 to 125,000 a month, mind you, today's number was 228, we are absorbing that slack. And when you absorb enough slack, eventually the wage pressures will show up. We're just simply not quite there yet.
You talk about slack in the labor market. How much room is left to run when it comes to just the number of workers who are out there? Because as this has been going on, you hear a lot of employers saying they're just simply running out of qualified employees.
Well, they're running out of freely available qualified employees. If they need the workers badly enough, they'll either coax them off the sidelines or coax them away from competitors with higher wages. So we don't fully know how much slack is out there, but once the slack starts running to a lean degree, you see that pickup in wage pressures. And there's whiffs and hints that this is starting to materialize, but not in a compelling degree. I do think this will be a major theme of 2018. If we look at unemployed individuals or folks who are outside of the labor market but could potentially be coaxed back in, we're getting to a point where the well really is starting to run dry. So in 2018, I think we'll see that this historical relationship between a lean labor market and rising wage pressures and rising inflation will take hold to a greater degree.
Thanks a lot, Carl Riccadonna, Chief U.S. Economist at Bloomberg, based in New York. Coming up, we'll check in with Pat Cassidy at Woodfield Mall as our annual Good Neighbor Radiothon rolls on. WBBM News Time, 12:14.
Helping Chicagoans in need. The 22nd annual Good Neighbor Radiothon. Donate through a link online at cbschicago.com/radiothon or call 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. From News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time, 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM.
Stocks are higher today. We'll see what's moving the markets.
Entrepreneur Friday, we talked to the founder of a suburban startup that has built a chatbot website that helps people who are looking for a car.
Traffic flowing once again where Lakeshore Drive meets the Stevenson following a very long construction project.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrials are up 89, the NASDAQ up about 41.5, S&P 500 up by 14.
AccuWeather says times of sun and clouds, breezy this afternoon, a high of 35. Going down to 25 tonight, could see up to an inch of accumulation of snow. It is 30 degrees right now in Chicago, under mostly sunny skies, and the noon business hour continues, presented by the Village of Bedford Park, also sponsored by Classic Draperies.
Markets are looking to end the week on a winning note. We are joined by Vahan Janjigian, Chief Investment Officer at Greenwich Wealth Management in Greenwich, Connecticut. Welcome back to the program, Vahan. Tell us about the market behavior this week.
Well, today we're seeing a pretty strong market. We did have a short period of time when we saw the S&P close lower for several days in a row, but the market seems to be back on its uptrend. However, one thing that's giving me a lot of encouragement is that there seems to be a bit of a rotation going on where many of the undervalued stocks that had been ignored for quite some time are suddenly coming back in favor, and people seem to be cutting back at least a little bit on some of the overvalued technology names. So the fact that we're seeing a bit of a stronger performance from these undervalued value category stocks, and also from the smaller cap stocks, gives me more encouragement.
Some of the undervalued stocks, give us a few names here.
Well, one of my favorite for some time has been Verizon. This was a stock that has tremendous cash flows, very, very strong dividend, and had fallen into the mid-40s not too long ago. And, suddenly we've seen a real strong rally there. And, another one of my stocks that I recently added to my portfolios when it got ridiculously oversold is Macy's. I mean, that stock got all the way down into the teens not too long ago and has rallied tremendously since then and is now in the mid-20s. So when I see names like these, what I consider to be, real businesses that have really suffered from this perception that the world is changing and no one's going to ever buy anything from a store anymore or anything like that. I look at the companies, I look at their balance sheets, and I see that they have very strong cash flows, that they can sustain their dividends. In Macy's case, they also own a tremendous amount of real estate. So when I see these oversold situations, I think these are the kinds of stocks to buy because it's only a matter of time before investors start coming back to them, and I think we're finally starting to see that now.
The word of the week has been Bitcoin. And if you don't want to invest in Bitcoin itself, try to find an arrangement where somebody gives you a dime every time somebody says Bitcoin, and you can do pretty well yourself. What is your reading on Bitcoin as it goes up to $16,000 a coin?
And back again.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I've been all along, I've been very skeptical on Bitcoin and I never bought any of it, although several of the guys in my office, you know, especially the younger guys, did buy some and are now very happy. I think it's, in my view, I don't understand why it has value. It was basically created out of thin air. It's not like an asset in the traditional sense where we can discount the future expected cash flows because, of course, it doesn't have any cash flows. Its only hope is to someday become a significant substitute for a major currency like the U.S. dollar. And I can't imagine that the U.S. government or any government is going to allow this to continue because if Bitcoin starts becoming the medium of exchange, that means governments lose control of monetary policy, and I don't think they're going to want to do that. So even though I believe that we could see electronic currencies in the future, unless we see some stronger regulation, it's not clear whether these things are going to survive. Now, of course, we know that pretty soon we're going to be able to trade futures contracts on Bitcoin, but it's going to be a whole lot easier to go long the futures than short the futures. In fact, some firms are saying that they're not going to allow their customers to go short the futures on Bitcoin because they consider it too risky.
As we look ahead to 2018, does it still seem like clear skies and unlimited visibility for the economy, or are there some clouds on the horizon?
Well, so far I see no clouds on the horizon as far as the economy goes. I think the economy is doing pretty well. I am a bit concerned, however, about the stock market overall. As I said, we're seeing a bit of a rotation, and that gives me encouragement about the stock market. But I think we could go into a period of time where the major indexes go lower, even though most stocks go higher. Because keep in mind that the major indexes are driven by the largest cap stocks. So if you look at the S&P 500, for example, you could have a situation where 450 stocks are either going down or not doing anything, but the 50 largest are going up, and that makes the index go up. I think we're going to see a reverse of that. I think we're going to see more stocks doing better, whereas the larger cap stocks do not keep up with the rest of the market, and we could see the indexes taper off a bit.
Always nice to talk with you, Vahan. Thanks for joining us. Vahan Janjigian, Chief Investment Officer at Greenwich Wealth Management in Greenwich, Connecticut. Ahead, Entrepreneur Friday, a Chicagoan who has gone from the auto assembly line to creating a high-tech car buying platform for consumers.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday toward planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It is Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour. This afternoon, we're reconnecting with Joe Chura, who we met when he was releasing the digital markup, or the marketing platform launch. He has another project now. We're going to learn about that. Joe Chura is CEO of Dealer Inspire in Naperville. Joe, welcome back to the program. Tell us about Dealer Inspire. What is it?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Dealer Inspire is a technology company to serve the automotive space specifically. We're certified with over 17 OEMs, and primarily what we do is build and power dealership websites, which include OEM incentives, inventory, and specials. We also created a messaging platform, which uses our chatbot, which is powered by IBM Watson, their AI. And last, we have a tool called Online Shopper, which allows consumers to do more of the transaction online of buying or leasing a car.
This comes in a week in which we have heard about Alibaba and Ford getting together for a vending machine approach to selling cars.
Yeah, it's a very timely conversation. I think Ford's in a really good position with that. Their business is growing in China quite a bit. They were at 5,000 vehicles, I think, in 2003, and close to a million in 2016. And when I look at the green vehicles that are sold in China, it's pretty astounding that it's growing at a rate of 15% per year. I think what that means for Ford and Alibaba is truly using the Internet of Things. I think that's going to be a big advantage using a technology company like Alibaba. and Ford. So I think we're going to see some really cool things with cloud computing and IoT.
How does this change the relationship between the customer and the car dealer? Because nowadays you go to a dealer, you maybe go to two or three different outlets. You compare prices, you compare offers, you compare the experience with salespeople, and then you make a decision. How does this change the relationship between the customer and the automaker or the person selling the cars?
Well, that's a great question. And what's great about our space is there's a lot of innovative companies, a lot of innovative dealers that have understood that the time to do business differently is here. So a lot of dealers are embracing the opportunity to sell cars online and using technology like Online Shopper, our technology and other technology to provide a better consumer experience. So I think for China, it's a little bit different in that, you know, they don't have necessarily a dealer network. But the experience can be very similar because dealers can provide essentially the same kind of experience that Alibaba will provide to those customers in China.
And then how responsive is the AI in the chatbot? I mean, does it really sound like a human being? Can it interact like a human being? Or there are still a couple of more steps to go in that process?
You know, nothing's perfect. We personally have been ingested 100,000 plus real conversations, try to understand the context of those conversations. And then we're able to answer about 50% of commonly asked questions like hours of operation and various things like that are pretty simple. But what's cool about what we do is we have a hybrid approach where if the chatbot gets stuck and doesn't know an answer, it can then transfer that to a human being, whether that be at a dealership or a call center.
Very interesting, Joe. We'll want to hear about it as you move on with that. Joe Chura is CEO of Dealer Inspire in Naperville. Still to come on the Noon Business Hour, we're heading back to Woodfield to check in with Pat Cassidy in our annual Good Neighbor Radiothon. WBBM News Time 12:55. Let's wrap up the Noon Business Hour, sponsored by Joe Graham at Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Here is Elisa Parenti.
Chris, the Dow is higher by 86 points, pushing to a new record. NASDAQ advancing 36, S&P up 13. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index gaining 0.5%. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index fell this month to the lowest level in 4 months.
Even with the decline, the University of Michigan Index remains at a level consistent with a steady economy. 6 in 10 consumers see growth improving and anticipate unemployment will keep falling. More than half report improved finances. Vinnie Del Giudice, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
Superior Uniform Group has acquired Chicago-based Tangerine Promotions for about $7 million in cash, plus stock and other considerations. With business at 25 and 55. Live from Bloomberg, Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
WBBM and HD Chicago, WCFS-FM and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.